KFNC.com.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, be happy to take your phone calls. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. At Shock is here. I still don't know your new one, but it's better. At Producer T, or T Scott, whatever.
Producer T Scott.
Producer T Scott. Perfect. Producer T Scott. I remember that.
We can still do better, by the way.
I think that's fine. You need to.
I think that was the original, actually.
Well, you need something to build your brand, not to go out and try to be clever.
You know, you
T to the whatever. That was just
dumb. I did
not
know I had a brand.
You have a brand.
Well, you've got to start working on a brand. So what are the odds Wednesday? What are the odds this actually works? I'll say 86%.
I'll go 50.
No, you want to be well known as a producer. So this is where you start. And then when you move on, you know, to where you're on air with these guys, then you can change it to something else. But it should be something that's easy for people to find, so they don't have to guess. See, like,
well, that's why I was trying to find like Tyler or Tyler Scott or something, but those are all taken. So
yeah, it's because you have a common name.
Yeah.
But see, now Mike has Shock is here, which could be a little hard to find. Now that he's getting to be a big star, you probably need something a little more direct. But it also tells people your name.
It used to be Shock 975, and then I moved, and because I was doing Instagram a lot in a bunch of different cities, it was, well, Shock is here. Here's what's going on, and I haven't had the time or the energy to change it. So people, you know, I got almost 1,000 followers. I think I'm all right.
So you would have 2,000 if you had an easier name.
Some of them are bots. Some of them are bots.
Well, yeah, I like some of the bots. Yeah. I'm kind of cool with that, especially the ones that like something from 6 months ago, and they
out
have
of nowhere. Yeah, apropos of nothing.
Well, I asked, did you guys talk Axl Rose crying about his fat pictures on Google?
I love that story.
He's basically going to Google trying to get them to remove images that he says violate copyright. Ironically enough, I think all the ones that are on there, he's pretty fat. Which, like, the guy's put on weight. There's no question. He's actually thinner now than he was a couple of years ago. I mean, I know you can't really tell. I mean, he's lost some weight. He might be hiding it in his butt, but he has lost some weight. But yeah, they're not flattering pictures. But dude, don't let yourself go if you're going to be that worried about it.
The one in question looks like a fat female Vegas dancer dressed as Axl Rose. Welcome to the jungle. We got tons of cake. I think I heard Sweet Pie of Mine was another one going around.
Appetite for everything. Yeah.
That's even better.
There's a harsh. Hey man, the people are cruel. They're going to do whatever. So it's, yeah, you just got to deal with it.
If he could, you know, if he could sing anymore, he wouldn't have any problems.
Oh, dude, he can still sing.
Oh, when I've heard him a couple times since. No, you guys saw him in Vegas.
Yeah, we saw him in Vegas. He was great.
Really?
And I've heard a few of the songs that have leaked from the AC/DC tour that were terrific. Now, I saw him about a year and a half ago at House of Blues. He was terrible. The whole band was terrible.
Hmm.
And it was interesting just what a difference Slash makes. In terms of how he even made those awful songs on Chinese Democracy sound good.
Were you one of those people who were waiting with bated breath for 20 years, waiting for that record to come out? Did you care?
Yeah, I did. I was excited. I bought it, and then I would listen to it once and never listen to it again and hated myself for spending all that money on it. And I just thought the songs were terrible. It just wasn't good. But when Slash plays them,
yeah,
they're good.
A dude can still bring it.
Oh,
yeah.
God, yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
So anyway, 713-780- ESPN, let us grab a phone call on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Jason, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you, my man.
What are the odds that Sansa's letter was to Tyrion, and he figures out he can ride a dragon, and he flies in and helps take over Winterfell? I'll hang up and listen.
I think the only two people that I think she would have sent the letter to, and I mean, that's another theory that's running around out there, but I think it's got to be to get the Knights of the Vale, or, well, I don't know if she knows where Theon is and doesn't know if they're, and she doesn't know what's happening with them, so it couldn't be Theon.
I think he said Tyrion.
No, I know he said Tyrion. I think that's a long shot.
Well, did you see some Reddit user actually figured out what the note says?
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly. So, I don't know. All I know is that the last two episodes, one of them is called The Battle of the Bastards. I wonder what that could be about. That's going to be an hour long. So that'll answer your question. So if a dragon comes flying, or two dragons, then maybe she sent the raven to the dragons themselves. But that's supposed to be an hour long episode. I mean, they're all an hour long, but this is actually going to be 60 minutes of content. And then the very last one is going to be longer than usual as well. It's going to be 69 minutes of content. And, the guy who directed the battle at, with the Night's King last year is the one who directed these two. So
I saw that.
Those are worth looking forward to.
Do you enjoy this? And I've heard you talk about this show a lot. And admittedly, I've never seen it, but you always talk about the books. You do a good job, I think, of comparing what you've read to what you've seen. Do you enjoy it as much having read the volumes already, or do you think you would rather seen them now unread? You know what I'm getting at?
Not really.
Would you enjoy the show as much if you hadn't read the books previously?
Oh, absolutely.
I always wonder about that.
At first, I was enjoying it just seeing what they did differently, and I think the show's better.
Pretty faithful.
Than the books.
Better, really.
Yeah, they've gotten rid of a lot of characters that I didn't like. But, now that I don't really know what's coming next, I'm enjoying it. It's a different kind of enjoyment.
Hmm.
Because before you would say, all right, I wonder how they're going to do this. And then they would do it better than you were expecting. You go, oh, man, that is the Red Wedding. Spoiler, if you haven't got through season three, tough bleep on you. But the Red Wedding in the books was terrific, but it was totally different on TV because they didn't kill the wife in the books. And they damn sure didn't stab her in her pregnant stomach. So when you saw that, you're like, holy bleep, this was even better than I thought. You know, from an entertainment standpoint, not that I would ever suggest you go do that.
The complaints you usually hear from people that really go nuts about this, oh, it wasn't faithful to the canon, is when they add stuff. And that's usually where people really get upset, is when they add something that wasn't there. Not so much about leaving stuff out, because people get, you only got 2 hours, you got an hour. You can't put every detail in there.
And no, and you wouldn't want to, because that dude gets way too detailed in the books.
But the things that they have added over the course of the series, you've been cool with?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good.
I'm not one of those total dorks that has to be, see, I hate this about everything, whether it's this or Hunger Games or Twilight. People get pissed off if something in the movie is different from the book. It's like, oh my god, it wasn't Hunger Games. There was somebody, one of the actresses, they made black, and it ticked people off.
That's going on now with the stage production of Rowling's new Harry Potter story. I guess Hermione is black, and people are just losing their ish over it.
I think she'd be a lot more interesting black.
Well, in the book, never said she was. It's just the way she was portrayed in the movie, I guess.
But those little things like that people get ticked off over.
Go read your books, folks.
It's like like all the people who were going nuts when they thought Idris Elba was going to be the next Bond. And when I heard that, I'm like, oh man, that guy would be a perfect
Bond.
That
would have been cool, though.
Yeah, he'd have been great. And he just said, no, I've already done my Bond character with Luther. So anyway, 713-780-ESPN. We will take some more odds calls when we come back, and lots of good stuff still to get to at 5:30. Okay, this is just a little tease, because I know there's a few of you out there that like soccer. Well, I know Soccer Bilal likes soccer, so I know there's one guy out there that likes soccer. But we're going to have Glenn Davis on at 5:30 to talk about a couple of things. First off, Dynamo have their new coach, at least for this season. We'll get his thoughts on that. And also what happened with the U.S. and Costa Rica last night. And I'm going to pose the question that I posed on Twitter to him and a couple others. I'm going to sound like I know what I'm talking about. Really. Because I don't. I just know that Glenn does, and he'll make me look good even if I'm stupid, which...
He's good at that. I love it.
All right, guys. We talked about Father's Day a lot. How about this? How about steaks? And somebody asked me earlier on Twitter, how long is that Father's Day steak deal lasting? Well, up until Father's Day. So here you go. Perfect Father's Day gift. Omaha Steaks for only $49.99. You can get my limited Father's Day package when you go to omahasteaks.com. Enter Fred in the search bar and apply the savings. This is under $50, and they have so much great stuff. This is a limited time offer. This is just for you guys. And even if you don't want to get it for Father's Day, if you just want to get these things and put them away, it's worth it. 80% off. Here's what you get. 2 tender mild filet mignons, 2 bold beefy top sirloins, 4 crispy chicken fried steaks, 4 juicy boneless pork chops, 4 all beef Omaha steak burgers. I'm not done yet. 4 award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, a pound of steakhouse fries, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha steak seasoning packet, and just because they love you so much, how about this? 4 additional burgers free. That's just $49.99 plus shipping and handling. So go to omahasteaks.com, type Fred in the search bar, and add Father's Day package to your cart. You are going to love it. I promise you. We got ours a month ago, and we've been eating these things for weeks, and we're not even close to done. So you want to have a party, this is a perfect way to do it. This will take care of everybody. You want to have a couple of weeks' worth of stuff to take out and grill in your backyard, you got that. You just want to do something nice for your dad, you got that. Or you just want to do something nice for yourself. $49.99, go to omahasteaks.com, type Fred in the search bar, and add Father's Day package to your cart.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Mike Liebeschock filling in today for AJ. Tomorrow it's going to be the gentleman from Houston Media Watch, Jermaine Every. Craig Shelton's going to jump in as well.
Cool.
And then AJ's back on Friday. So, but Jong is not back until when?
Tuesday?
Tuesday of next week?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You can't wait. I know.
No, you can't wait for the I'll be happy when I have one of the original gang back.
There you go.
Yeah, it's very hard. It's not hard. I mean, this isn't hard, but the reality is it's always easier to do a show when you've got one person there you're familiar with. So if it's Tyler and AJ, then people wouldn't notice a difference.
That's true.
And the only reason they've noticed the difference the last 2 days is because we've screwed up the beginning of the show. That's not going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow, it's going to be flawless, guaranteed.
Speak it.
713 tells me stop selling Omaha steaks to Axel. Okay, so that great deal, that's what Axel would call breakfast. Somebody else says the same thing. Comic book people get mad when the movies don't follow exactly.
Exactly. That's more what I was referring to. They can't take it.
Too many spaghetti incidents.
Somebody said that Axel was responsible for the spaghetti incident. I guess we now know who ate it. There we go. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. Let's grab a couple phone calls. Ryan, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Sports, man. What's up?
Hey, I tweeted yesterday. I tweeted you about the fan theory for Game of Thrones. It was about King Tommen actually being put into the Child by Combat for the light and having to go against the mountain. You know, think that would happen, or what's your take on that?
I don't think that King has to, even with his little tie into the faith, I don't think he has to do the Trial by Combat. You can refuse. So, yeah. Because if you recall, Bronn refused.
Well, that's where the whole Clegane Bowl thing is coming from.
Yeah, it's going to be the Hound, right? It'll be the Hound in the Mountain. It'll be awesome.
You've opened the portal, Fred.
I know. I don't want this to turn into a whole show on it. James, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports.
Game of Thrones. What are the odds? What are the odds Theon Greyjoy becomes the leader of the Unsullied?
Get out of here. That's pretty funny. Oh, boy. Yeah. Poor Theon. One of these days, they'll invent that penile replacement surgery like they did for that guy in Boston, and he'll be okay. All right. I'm going to do one more, and then I got to cut this off after that. You guys are going crazy with it. It's not cool. David, what's up?
Hey, what are the odds Wednesday? I want to know what the odds are of the Hound going full John Wick in the next episode. And what are the odds also that I missed Game of Thrones talk yesterday because I was in a stupid meeting?
Well, I'm guessing percent 1,000 on the second part, but go to the simulcast or the podcast for the 6 o'clock hour. We did two whole segments on it. So, yeah, I think that whole episode was just to set the Hound up to go full John Wick. J. Mark asks, how do you guys feel about the Rams being picked for Hard Knocks? I think it'll be an interesting storyline, especially with the move to L.A. I think having, the top pick as a quarterback, I think it'll be good for Case. He'll get a little attention, and somebody can pick him up when he gets cut again. And, I think the Rams will be entertaining.
I think that's ready-made TV, and I would imagine if we find a franchise next year in Vegas, you've got your next nominee. I mean, that's easy TV right there, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, yeah. I think that would be perfect. But, no, I like the Rams on Hard Knocks. Let's try Miles.
Hey, sports guys, what are the odds that the Dallas Cowboys trade Ronald Leary for Jarius Bird of the New Orleans Saints? I'll hang up and listen.
That's not happening. What's all the Cowboys calls today? Is there no other fan of no other NFL team? I think we've answered at least three Cowboys calls today.
I wonder if there's a commonality with Aggies fan that they're all kind of the same guy, and they heard the where they're home now, so they decided to make Cowboys calls. That is odd, because I don't usually hear that much on this show, even consecutively.
Yeah, that's okay. I got to ban Thrones and Cowboys the rest of the show.
Yeah, they're all Cowboys and Dungeon Masters calling in, guys. Yeah,
that's much as I appreciate you guys listening, enough with the Cowboys calls. Where's Rangers fan gloating over Astros fan? That's what would be funny to me right now if you're a Dallas fan.
They'd be piling on, yeah.
What about Zeke Elliott? What about Tony Romo? That's what we're going to get, the same thing that you've asked 10 times already in the last 2 weeks that hasn't changed. Every What Are the Odds Wednesday? What are the odds Tony Romo's healthy? The odds haven't changed since last week. He's been healthy for another week. Woo.
Who's going to get the most snaps at left tackle, Fred?
I do like the Cowboys. I just think it's, yeah.
You don't like them.
No, I do. I don't hate them like most people do. And I don't mind talking to them because I know we got a lot of Cowboys fans. But we're kind of getting, that one's just weird. But the other ones are just the same questions that we get all the time.
That was a lot more in-depth than the other two.
Well, and yeah, but it's also not going to happen. All right, let's try Steven. What's up, Steven? Hello, Steven. Go, Steven. All right, enough of that.
Well done, Tyler.
He had it ready to go. He knows if they don't answer the first 10 seconds or 5 seconds, they're probably not there. So, here you go. What are the odds of Rangers go 19-0 versus the Astros this season?
No.
I know you say no. I'm going to give them a 10% chance of actually accomplishing it.
I think it was like Oakland years ago when 0-13 against the Yankees a few times. I mean, it's not unprecedented, but I just don't see it.
See, here's one of these from DC4L in the 409. I'm going to make fun of you. Nobody gives a damn about Astros or Texans. No, you don't give a damn about Astros or Texans. Don't give me the nobody. You and your friends who are Cowboys fans or Rangers fans or, I don't know, LSU fans, whatever the hell you are, I don't care.
Dallas Stars. He wants hockey. He wants more hockey.
No, nobody wants hockey. You always say nobody. No, you don't. So don't drop nobody. It's like, I don't care about the Astros or Texans, okay? Great. That's fine. I'm glad you don't care. But to say nobody does is just stupid. So he said he was asking from a Saints perspective. There was a Schefter report about it today. I saw that. I'm not buying it. So. 713-780-ESPN. So here's the deal. It's 6:15. We're going to do. Do we have a giveaway? We got the. No. We don't have the.
There's not one in the book, no.
We usually have, you might want to check, we usually have a Quaker Steak and Lube giveaway on What Are the Odds Wednesday.
We'll do. I'll email Michelle.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have that. So at 6:15, we'll do the best What Are the Odds. I will come up with a theme, though. It will not be Cowboys related or Game of Thrones related. I can promise you that.
We don't have a contestant then.
Oh, no. We'll have some other stuff.
Actually, I see some other stuff coming in. Oh, yeah, there's a shot.
There's plenty of other stuff. Well, but you guys might want to save it for later because we're going to have Glenn Davis next segment. So there. Anyway.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. No A.J. today, which means I think Glenn will feel safe that we're not going to ask him any questions but soccer. But the host of Soccer Matters joins us now, Glenn Davis, who shows Friday this week, right?
We got a Friday 7 to 9 p.m. Then we have a live show 4 to 6 p.m. Saturday at the Gorgeous Gale before the U.S. Paraguay game. So we'll be out there, and we're hoping everybody's going to come over there. We've got some Copa Centenario tickets to give away. So should be a really fun weekend.
That's awesome. I may actually swing over there for that. So
I was going to invite you, Fred. I hope you do.
Awesome. So we'll talk about the U.S. in a second, but the Dynamo have a new coach. What can we expect out of this? In time to save what's left of the year for them?
Yeah, interesting. So interim coach is going to be Wade Barrett. He's a longtime player. He was a captain of those great teams in 2006 and 2007. Has been an assistant for many years under Dominic Kinnear, under Owen Coyle. I think what's going to be interesting, and he's said some very interesting things about some of the things that he wants to do with this team, and basically it's the same players. But he's expecting them to be a little bit more accountable, you know, all the things you would expect the coach to say. But he's basically being given an opportunity here to win the job. And I've actually been very impressed with the discussions I've had with Wade, because a lot of the times he's been, you know, pretty silent behind the scenes. But he's kind of blossoming now that he's being interviewed and being asked about what he's going to do with this team in the future. So I don't think the Dynamo are looking for anybody as far as long term. I think the idea here, interim coach Wade Barrett, they're going to give him 6 months or so, 5 months to try and earn the head coaching job.
So in your talks with him, are there things they can do different from a strategic standpoint? Is it going to be personnel? What changes do you expect him to make?
Yeah, I think a couple things. I think in his mind, he says he's defining the roles of the players more, being more specific with them in what their actual roles are within the tactical setup that they have. We'll see what he does in the future with the tactics of the team. Does he continue to play with one striker, maybe tweak it and play with two? He's really not revealing that right now. But those are areas, you know, that you certainly have to consider here with a new coach coming in who has, you would hope, some new ideas. You know, sometimes they clean the whole house out, as you know, with everybody. In this case, the assistants, except for one, are pretty much staying. So, you know, what's he going to do in the future? I think that's really kind of to be seen. And as you know, Fred, when there's a coaching change, a lot of times there is a spike a game or two after it. So I think the real litmus test is 10, 12 games, you know, down the road.
Glenn Davis, host of Soccer Matters, is joining us. And let's get to the game last night. And I tweeted this out and included you on it because it does seem like every time Jurgen Klinsmann seems to be getting the most heat, his team comes back with a huge performance, and last night's was pretty big. The same thing kind of happened in the World Cup qualifying. It's like, oh, they're not even going to qualify to get out of this round of the World Cup. They come up with a big win, and same thing last night. What is it? Is it just a matter of this team responds when it's back to the wall, or is it a matter of they tweak and play specifically for these games?
Yeah, it's a good question. I saw your tweet. I liked it. You got a lot of reaction on it, and it's actually a really good question. I think that's the problem with the U.S. You know, everybody says, is there much difference between Klinsmann and Bob Bradley when he was the manager? And I look at the last two World Cups, and they're the exact same things. They're teams that fight with this great U.S. spirit, has an incredible cavalier spirit, backs against the walls in South Africa with the U.S. under Bradley, backs against the wall in the last World Cup in Brazil with Klinsmann. So I think it's a little bit of both. you know, my thinking is we'll graduate as a soccer-playing nation when we can maybe advance in some of these tournaments a little bit more comfortably at times, especially World Cups. But, you know, tournament play is tricky. I think there's always a lot of ups and downs. So, you know, when we go into the games on Friday and Saturday, basically, you know, every team in that group outside of Colombia, the other three teams are all have a shot to advance. So it's the ups and downs of tournaments, but I don't think there's any question. There was pressure on them to get a result against Costa Rica, and they did it. So to answer your question, I don't know exactly what it is. I would hope one day it becomes a little bit more consistent at times, because I just don't know how you can keep living on this mantra of backed against the wall, and that's when you perform.
Yeah, I always like asking you questions like this because it you know a lot more about this than I do. The first penalty kick, was that foul a little bit dicey?
You know what, Fred? There's so much gray area in this game when it comes to refereeing. It's not like things can come to the book. Look, I think if somebody pushes somebody from behind, you're not giving yourself any chances. The way I look at it in sports now, if I'm a manager of one of these teams, if my player does that, he's creating the possibility that somebody will call a penalty. Whether somebody embellishes it or not, you don't take two hands and push a guy from behind in the penalty area when a ball's crossed in. So I think it's legit. Change the game, too.
Glenn Davis, our guest, host of Soccer Matters. So in your opinion, I guess Klinsmann has said semifinals would be a good result for this team. What do you think would be a good result for the U.S. team in this tournament?
Semis.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the bar has to be raised. You know, every tournament's going to be difficult, whatever group you're in. You know, they were considered in the group of death. I think the bar has to be raised. We're in the United States. We might be the second home team here in the United States to Mexico, but we are considered the home team. So, you know, I think host nations always should be able to thrive off the fact that they're playing in their country. No different than France and the Euros when they kick off on Friday against Romania.
All right, that's Glenn Davis, Soccer Matters. Glenn, appreciate you coming on and letting us know what's going on with those two things. Because, and you know what, didn't ask you anything inappropriate either.
You know, Fred, I was going to say, this was the kindest, gentlest interview I've ever done with you. And, you know, AJ's not in the room, but you've stuck me a couple times, I think, too.
I have.
I think.
I make no bones about it. There have been a few times where I bait and switched you and got you in and asked you a soccer question and then, you know, hit you with something else.
You did do the bait and switch. But you know what? It's all in fun. We have a great time doing it. You do a great job with your show. And if you don't mind me just mentioning one more time, 4 to 6 p.m., gorgeous gale Saturday. And I hope you're there, Fred. If you're there, the first one's on me.
All right. Well, I'm going to definitely try to make it. So hopefully I'll see you over there.
All right. Thank you, Fred.
All right. Thanks, Glenn. Glenn Davis, Soccer Matters. Good dude. He's you know, we have some just really good people in this building. He's one of them. Yeah, you know, like – Bunin's a good dude. You know, Salisbury's a good dude. There's a lot of good dudes here, and he's one of them, man. He's just one of those guys that just the nicest person for as big a soccer star as he is, you know, in the soccer community. I don't think people realize how big he is and all the commentating he does nationally, that soccer people everywhere know him. He is just the most down-to-earth dude you'll ever meet.
We probably have had him on game day a couple times over the years during Gold Cup, during World Cup, I believe we had him on. I don't think I'd ever seen a picture of him where he was smiling. Like, he's always got this scowl. Even on our station website, his avatar, he looks like he's about to beat someone's ass. And then you meet him in person, and he is. He's one of the nicest dudes you'll ever meet, the photography of him notwithstanding, and he's great at this stuff, too.
I guess you haven't been around him when we have, because I always see him smiling. So
now he does tend to force you all to use the dump button a little more than anyone else here, from what I understand.
He's been very good about that. It was just during the World Cup.
Recently, yeah.
Yeah.
I was worried I might have to hit it during that interview.
Well, you know what happens? He gets too comfortable. Raheel's like, damn, I didn't make the good dude list. Yes, Raheel, you made the good dude list. I didn't finish it. Fine.
That's it, then. It's just those three guys.
No, I meant the whole group here. I mean, I've worked at a lot of places where, especially when you get into media professionals, their egos are through the roof. And most of them are a-holes. That's not the case here. Almost everybody's really a cool dude. Jong.
Good to know, man.
Yeah, you're very lucky to be working with some of these people. Yes, Raheel, you're on the list. Even like Granado. Don't tell him I said that, okay? I don't want that to become public knowledge that I actually like John Granato, but yeah.
You can say a guy's nice without making it a thing.
Yeah, but I'm saying they're good people, not just nice.
He's going to want to be buds with you now, though, so you may have gone in a weird area there.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Granato's the reason I'm in radio.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, all right, we are going to take a very quick break. We come back, we'll have a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Warehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. The Copa America games have begun. Make the gorgeous Gale and Rice Village your Copa destination. Join Glenn Davis this Saturday from 4 to 6 for a live Soccer Matters broadcast. And make sure to get your entries to the final score contest. You could win tickets to see Colombia take on Costa Rica at NRG Stadium on June 11th, courtesy of ESPN 97.5 and the Gorgeous Gale. I thought it was Copa Centenario. I don't know.
What did I put on there?
I've heard it both. I'm not exactly sure. It's just Copa. It's a big soccer tournament. I actually watched a game, so it must be important. That's how I judge it. Well, we were out at Reverie on Richmond, and there were a bunch of people out there for that game last night. It was very cool.
We just did a station event at Gorgeous Gale, I think, last weekend with one of our new sponsors. I heard nothing but awesome things about that place.
That is a cool place. It's another one on our bike around that we used to do on Sundays that we found by accident because we wanted a pretty good long bike ride over to Rice Village, and there was a place next door that I go all the time, but they didn't open until, I think, 2 o'clock, and we were there at like 12:30, and I wanted a beer. So we went to the Gorgeous Gale, and that became our regular place when we go over there. They have a good beer selection and a nice patio outside. It's a very cool place. And I'm not kidding. I may actually try to go over and may bike over there for a little bit on Saturday and see Glenn and support our buddy Glenn Davis.
It definitely is the Copa Centenario. I just didn't type it up like
that. Ah, okay. So what is now that's what I need to know from Glenn, what the official name is, what we're calling it here, whether we're calling it Copa America or Copa Centenario.
Well, it's the Copa America, but it's Centenario because it's the 100-year anniversary.
Ah, okay, so that's what Centenario means, yeah. 100. My Spanish sucks. I mean, I can say dos cervezas, por favor.
Deportes.
Deportes. So everything else I do in Spanish is, ¿cómo se dice? Where can I buy weed in Espanol? That's how I do it. It's just and then people will explain it to me if they speak Spanish and English. If they don't, they just kind of look at me like, what?
Okay.
Then I'm like, weedo, weedo.
Weedo.
It doesn't work.
Ironically, marijuana is a Spanish word. Feel free to throw that one out. I probably know what you're talking about.
Anyway, all right, so it's time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I don't know if you've noticed this, but there is a lot of alligator sightings and stuff going on lately. There was a big one on the golf course. Well, we go to Lakeland, Florida, where... Yeah, it's Florida, of course.
Obviously, yeah.
Apparently, a human body was found inside of a gator's mouth swimming in a Florida lake Tuesday. The Lakeland Police Department says they responded to Lake Hunter Drive. I don't know about Hunter Drive. I think that unless it's named after the alligator. For a report of a dead body inside of an alligator's mouth. Arriving officers located the body in the lake with the gator near it. And, officers are currently at the site trying to get the body out of the lake and catch the gator in question. So, do you put an all-points bulletin out for the gator? Is that how that works?
I'm thinking you do.
And isn't this just kind of circumstantial evidence? If they find the body and it's next to the gator, that doesn't mean it's the same gator, right?
Yeah, I need more evidence.
Yeah, I need them to measure tooth marks from the gator, to make sure that it's actually the same one. I think we need some forensic evidence. I want DNA testing.
Could have been planted.
Could have been.
That one could be a patsy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's a lot of gators in Florida. And I don't want to see an innocent gator put down simply because he happened to be in the vicinity of a body. And what if the body was already dead when he got there?
But that's the other thing.
And he's just having a little snack. I mean, what would be wrong with that from a gator standpoint? That wouldn't be illegal.
If it's already dead, I think he's in the clear.
Hmm. I think this gator needs one of our Blitzer lawyers. Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
And, of course, five different people have texted me how to ask for weed in Spanish after I said that. So that's going to 281 says somebody dumped it and set up the gator smart crime.
Yeah. I mean, that's on my list of ways not to die. I mean, the piece by piece, I guess, unless you're just so out of it that you just don't feel it. That's on my list of the least way that I want to die. Death by alligator.
Joshua says they need to forensically search that gator's cell phone. I think being eaten by a gator would be pretty low on my list. I don't want anything that involves getting dragged underwater. I don't want to drown.
No.
Drowning, buried alive, eaten by gator.
I'd rather be buried alive.
Man, I would not want that.
Over the gator? Over being eaten alive?
I don't want to be locked in that little box and alive and not being able to breathe, and then the dirt's coming in.
You're assuming you're in a box, man. I'm just thinking of laying there in a pit.
Oh, well, if you're just laying there in a pit and they're throwing dirt over you, you're not going to live very long. Quick. I wouldn't want that either.
Burning to death wouldn't be fun either. There's pain. I mean, that's friggin' burning. Not to simplify things, but that's burning.
Yeah. All right, what about somebody throwing a spear into your eye, right into your brain?
No, you know what? I always think about the movie Seven, because I think all those people were alive when they met their demise, and there's none of those I'd want to, and I love that movie, by the way. My wife hits me every time she catches me watching that, but none of those ways I want to go die.
What's in the box?
Yeah. Show me what's in the box.
Oh, boy. 713-780-3776. Let's squeeze on a phone call. I can't read that name. What does that say?
That is Kumba in Atascocita City. Atascocita.
C.
What's going on? Hello?
You're on, man. What's up?
Hey, what's the odds that the Texas Rangers hit another walk-off home run on the Astros, and I have a better day at work tomorrow because all the Astro fans will be very sad?
How they could be any sadder than they are now after eight in a row?
Should have had two good days at work already.
This is, I mean, now at this point, you're not just beating a dead horse; you're chopping him into little pieces.
You're feeding him to the alligator.
Exactly. So,
not on the walk-off home run.
Not on a walk-off home run, but I bet a walk-off single or something. It's going to be another close game, and the Rangers will win it again.
I'm thinking a wild pitch, perhaps in the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah, but that's still a walk-off, right?
Yeah, no, but I'm saying that would be worse than a hit. You know, if Gregerson bounced one in the dirt up there and skips back to the backstop, and that's the worst way to go. The base is a little balk. Mm. Something awful like that.
You know what? I think the balk may be the dumbest rule in all of sports. I was, for some weird reason, I was thinking about this the other day, just dumb rules in sports, and baseball has most of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the balk is one of the most stupid things of any sport.
There was a guy, I don't know what he's doing now. I think he used to be in the Orioles system. He used to pitch American Legion and got to the American Legion Championships and balked in the winning run in the championship game. The ball fell out of his glove while he was in the set. And that's how they lost the American Legion Championship.
Because almost every time you're not trying to fool anybody.
That's the whole point. It's not the spirit of it.
Yeah. And anyway, I didn't mean to get
started.
They
love calling him, too.
Oh, of course.
So much enthusiasm.
Views from the H says, if the teeth don't fit, you must acquit.
Boom.
Matt says, death by fire would suck. And
it would.
Lee, wasn't Aaron Hernandez a gator?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then a Patriot. Yep.
He was a gator, though.
Good call.
So, just hope that those bodies were... All right, never mind. If the gator had just ordered from Omaha Steaks, he'd be fine. Because it wouldn't have cost him... he'd have gotten a great deal. He'd have gotten plenty to eat, and he wouldn't have had to go after that human being. So, guys, don't be like that gator. Be a smart human being. This is a great deal for anybody. If you love meat, if you love to eat anything that used to have a parent like I do, if you're a Puron carnivore, this is the best deal you're going to find anywhere. Perfect Father's Day gift. Perfect gift for yourself. Perfect gift for anybody. And if you just want to load up on some great steaks, $49.99 for a limited time Father's Day package when you go to omahasteaks.com, enter Fred in the search bar, and apply the savings. So I've told you what's in here before. I'm going to tell you again. This is $49.99 plus shipping and handling. Shipping and handling. 80% off of what this would normally cost. Two tender mild filet mignons, two bold beefy top sirloins, four crispy chicken fried steaks, four juicy boneless pork chops, four all-beef Omaha steak burgers, four award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, a pound of steakhouse fries, four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha steak seasoning packet, and, just to be nice, four additional burgers for free. If you want to have just a big-time party, you got it covered. If you want to use this and cook out for the next month, you got it covered. If you want to do the big Father's Day thing, it's the Father's Day special. Again, limited time package, only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type Fred in the search bar, and add Father's Day package to your cart. That's omahasteaks.com. Don't be like that alligator.
Is the Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.